Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Ukraine into these sham investigations of his opponent that he was terrified would beat him in the next election. That's what this is about. You want to say that's okay? Their brief says that's okay. The president has a right to do it. On Article 2, we heard the president, he can do whatever he wants. You want to say that's okay? Then you got to say that every future president can come into office and they can do the same thing. Are we prepared to say that? Well, that's why we're here.
All right, so that's Adam Schiff, and once again, we have proceedings that are happening in Washington. There was so much during the day. It was about procedure and the direction that this is heading in. It's about impeachment and what's happening, and Schiff on the floor at the Senate impeachment trial, fuming, I think, at the Trump lawyers. Some really wild things happening. Kate Delaney, and this is it. All roads lead to this show emanating out of Washington. We're live. We've got the real deal here. And, you know, there was arguments over the Ukraine and aid freezing. And there was also the House Intelligence Chair, who you heard there, Schiff, who talked about a text message between two of the people in this Ukrainian saga. And an issue came up about it when Schiff sent a letter to the House Judiciary Chair, Jerry Nadler, last week, summarizing the evidence from Lev Parnas, an indicted former associate of Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. In one section of that letter, Schiff claimed that Lev Parnas continued to try to arrange a meeting with the president of the Ukraine, citing a specific text message exchange where he told Giuliani, trying to get us Mr. Z. And then the remainder of the exchange, which was attached to Schiff's letter, was redacted. So, you know, this is just the beginnings of some of what we're seeing could end up becoming what goes into the, I guess the best way to put it is what goes into setting the stage, I suppose is the best way to say that, for the Senate side of things. You have House managers and the president's legal team that are debating the trial rules. You have fights over rules and rule of law, and it's extended way past midnight. And you have the Senate debating the Democratic proposals over the future subpoenas after killing eight amendments. And let's see, what else can I tell you? I mean, this is, it's wild to watch it because I think some of the people look like they're doing the head bob. I mentioned this in a previous hour, and they're starting to nod off. And while the stage is getting set for the trial, it is really strange to see this, how this is all falling out. And I guess the bottom line is that the Senate will consider and vote on the rules for the road. That's for definite for this impeachment trial. And the fight over it is heated. The Democrats are trying to change it and say how deficient it is, and all the Republicans will vote for it, and it will be locked into place. I don't see a different outcome here. And, of course, the Republican resolution is public. The briefs are mostly filed. You have the House managers and the White House defense team that are prepped and going through what they go through, and if you look at it, it's the language I describe what's happening. And it started off the day with McConnell introducing the resolution being read, and then the debate over some of the expected things that the Democrats want and what the Republicans are saying. So the length has really gone on for a long time. It's gone on for a very, very long time with witnesses, arguments over witnesses and documents and all of that. And it's not over yet. It's not over yet. So how about that? Although it looks like things will wrap up perhaps soon. Well, they are getting paid, right? Not by the hour, thank goodness. And then we'll see as this goes through to Friday and then bounces into yet another week. I mean, there isn't much analysis to talk about, just that things are, when I say that, because that's all you've been getting on the tube and probably across the dial earlier in the day. And I like to say that it's paralysis by over-analysis. And you have Adam Schiff who's arguing. You have the Senate rejecting the Democratic measures to subpoena Mulvaney for testimony. And, you know, that's, like I said, that's where we're at. And the Senate Democrats were mulling witness trades in the impeachment trial. A Biden for a Bolton. Sounds like a card game to me. That's it. So the opening arguments didn't start as expected. A majority of Republican senators are really on board with approving the rules for how the trial will work. And the president's team, his legal team, are looking at the defense of his actions at this point. While that's going on, I have to bring this up because everything else seems to get dumped. But this is a big story. More U.S. service members have been transported out of Iraq for medical treatment and evaluations following Iran's missile attack on the military facilities there. The Pentagon said on Friday that 11 service members had medical treatment outside Iraq, and U.S. military officials declined to say how many more are getting care. Well, that's troublesome. I would think concussions, all of that, and evaluations, and but especially if you think of what happened there, it's a miracle that nobody was killed. It really is. And I guess they're being very, very cautious because you had 11 missiles that hit that Al-Assad airbase just west of Baghdad, and one in a northern city in retaliation for the killing of Qasem Soleimani, the major general, Iranian major general, who was connected, frankly, to the deaths of hundreds of U.S. troops over the past 20 years. But you see those deep craters and you see that charred wreckage? I don't even have to be a missile or bomb expert to know what happened. Luckily, again, no Americans were harmed in the attack. They're being cautious because of the concussion-like symptoms. Because what happens is, as we see with football players, it's the same thing. They don't always appear right away. So I think it's very, very smart to notify the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, and to do what they did to make sure that everybody checks out before they put them back on duty. All right, it's my duty to tell you that we are jumping to the other side for another edition of We Can Count. It's about the numbers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Edition of We Can Count. Let's dive into this, shall we? How about this? A mother has killed three children, police say. I hate to start on this note. It's tragic. In Phoenix, on suspicion of killing her three children, her infant daughter, a two-year-old, a three-year-old son. Yikes, Rachel Henry's kids died in their Phoenix home Monday night after someone called 911 to report some kind of unspecified trouble. And they said the mother had admitted to harming the three kids. She recently moved to Arizona from Oklahoma, and she's being held on three counts of first-degree murder. Wow. When they arrived at the house, I guess three adults were at the house when the cops arrived at 7:30 on Monday night. This is just a terrible, terrible tragedy. And it's got to be awful. I always feel for people who respond, the officers, to see this. And they know. I mean, they know what people are capable of doing. You have to think, I mean, how did this happen? Was she out of her mind? Who knows? There's not a lot of details out there, obviously, yet. This is crazy. You want to talk about numbers in a different sense. Kansas and K-State basketball game ended in an all-out brawl. So Kansas with an 81-60 win over K-State. But there's video that's out there that shows K-State guard DeJuan Gordon driving to the basket for a layup, it looks like. After a fast break, his shot's blocked and by Kansas forward Silvio D'Souza, who then stands over Gordon as he lies on the court. And then there was a bench-clearing brawl that followed. It was crazy. The two teams, like, flew on the court. And you see punches are flying all over. The fight was under control, though, within 30 seconds. There's your number, which is pretty wild. Kansas head coach Bill Self said this was an embarrassment on our part for the role we played in it. There's going to be consequences. And then he said, I have to watch the tape, see the extent of it, but I know we're in the wrong. K-State head coach Bruce Weber called the brawl disappointing. You win with class, you lose with class. And, oof, I would agree. It's very, I mean, it was quick. It was over, poof, and done. And it was strange. Something got hot. And it wasn't, you know, a couple of guys shoving each other. It was much more than that. I love to report on companies. I don't care what the company is when they do something which is smart. What do we all want? More time or more money, right? Come on. You want more time to spend with your peeps, and you want more money for whatever it is you need, pay off bills, etc., all of that. So Delta Airlines had a very good year last year, but instead of just verbally patting their employees on the back because of the strong performance, they announced they would pay them $1.6 billion in profit-sharing bonuses. So it means every eligible employee gets a check next month for 16.6% of their annual salary. That's the equivalent of an additional 2 months' pay. That is sweet. And that means, like, I mean, that's great. I mean, because the company's paid out more than $1 billion to workers, and the profit-sharing plan started in 2012 when Delta merged with Northwest. I've heard great things about Delta, and it's just smart business to do that. Just smart business to include them, because how much more do you get from the employee after that? Yeah, and that's what people talk about. So they get some of the best talent that is... some of the best talent that is out there. How about that? The 2020 census is underway. I was reading a great story about this. There's a place called Tuxuk Bay. You know where that is? I was mentioning that I've had the privilege of being all over this great country. One place I haven't been is Alaska. It is a remote Alaskan fishing village. So the census doesn't really begin for months. But this is where it starts, in Alaska. The decennial count for the decades. And large portions, I guess, swaths of the state, not even connected. Like no roads, spotty mail service. Imagine if that's your job, to go and do the census. I think it looks like it's in a cool area. I have to say, I mean, it is way out there, though. You see the Bering Sea, and you're seeing that little spot right there. I almost think you could see Russia from there. Seriously, you got to look at this place on a map. And January is so cold, 12 degrees Fahrenheit. They say some days it's like minus 10, minus 15, and the wind chill factor is so low, frostbite, in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. So, obviously, if you're there, you have to have one incredible parka. And, of course, for the Census Bureau, what are you doing to do the census? You got to be on a ski mobile. You do. And the reason they start there, the majority of the village is Alaska native. About 94% of the residents are. And because the village is accessible by plane from Bethel, Alaska, that's about 150 miles to the east, they fly in, you get on the snowmobile, because of course that's common transportation, and then you're off doing the census. I think it's cool. I mean, you know, who is the oldest resident that is going to be counted in the, you know, in the census. There's a woman that's 90 that lives in the village. I love it. So it starts a little bit early, off in that village, pretty cold, but, you know, there you go. The L.A. City Council passed a resolution on Tuesday urging Major League Baseball to revoke the World Series titles from the Boston Red Sox, I knew this was going to happen, and the Houston Astros and reward them to the Dodgers instead. The council's move comes a week after baseball found that the Astros cheated during their 2017 championship season by creating a system that, of course, they decoded and then communicated the opposing team's pitching signs. So the Astros manager and general manager were suspended as a result. The Red Sox are being investigated for similar cheating accusations. And, of course, the Dodgers lost the 2018 World Series to the Red Sox 4-1 and the 2017 title to the Astros 4-3. You know, I said this to somebody in Houston had me on their show the other day, and they were asking me these questions. Jimmy Barrett, his name is, good talk show host, and he was asking me about the what I thought would happen, and I said, you know, I think it's unfair to the people who lost, which is the Dodgers twice, and that's horrible if you think about that, right? I mean, they were cheated out of a shot, and because of the masterminding behind with the video replay and how they did how they decoded the signs. Wow. I wonder if there'll be any repercussions. They are already spoken. Rob Manfred, he did the investigation. Major League Baseball, they're looking into the Red Sox. They find the Astros. So would it be possible? I mean, of course it's possible. The Dodgers lost the 2018 World Series to the Red Sox 4-1 and the 2017 title to the Astros 4-3. I'll tell you what, the Nationals have to feel pretty happy that they won last year, right? I just think they have to be happy that they won because no controversy there from their side of things. They're not accused of this. Wow. How about it? Is that what should happen? I think that, I don't know. I'm going to say, let's watch how that story plays out. All right, I want to give you one last one. Let's give you one last one here. There's so many numbers. How about this? Over 30 Florida local governments, 30 of them, think how big Florida is, are suing the state. What are they suing them for? They're seeking the ability to regulate firearms. We've had a lot of conversations about that in a lot of different states. There's one to stay tuned and watch. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate rejected repeated Democratic attempts to secure new evidence in President Trump's impeachment trial and, along party lines, voted down amendments to subpoena members of the Trump administration to testify. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says there could be a price to pay.
they will be haunted by history and perhaps by the voters because they're on record against witnesses and documents. I think what they will see by the end of this trial is the peril of continuing on that track, and maybe we will see them change their minds, but I will be very blunt. I'll believe it when I see it.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell backed off a plan to fast-track opening statements after coming under pressure from fellow Republicans. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Introduce you to our next guest. I know I say that a lot, but I really am, because what he's doing is something that I would like to see really spread. Joining us now is the Reverend Greg Haynes. Reverend, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, it's my pleasure to be with you. I'm excited to do this interview.
So let's talk about the what you're doing with orphanages and international schools and what you've done abroad to really help so many areas where they are struggling. Tell us about your ministry and where it's at.
Sure thing. You know, back in 2004, I sensed a massive change in my life, and I really surrendered myself over to God and His purpose for my life. And I prayed a dangerous prayer. I said, God, I'll do anything you want me to do. I'll be whoever you want me to be. I'll say whatever you want me to say, and I'll go anywhere you want me to go. But please, God, just don't send me to Africa. So just a few weeks after that, guess what? I was on a plane to Africa. You know, I went on that first mission trip back in 2004, and I was just captured. My heart was just captured by the children there in Kenya and just the desperate survival, especially those that were at-risk children or orphans or on the street. And over the next couple of years, I made several more trips to Kenya preaching and teaching and just praying, God, what is it that you want me to do to try and make a difference during my lifetime here on this earth? And so in 2006, my wife and I founded Carry the Light Ministry. You can find us at www.ctlight.org and find out more about our ministry. But God spoke to me and said, hey, I want you to build an orphanage there in Kenya. And so I said, God, I don't know how to do that. I don't have the money to do it. But if you'll show me how and you'll provide, I'll do it. So over the next 3.5 years, we figured out how not to build an orphanage. But during all of that time, we learned some great building concepts, what doesn't work. And so we built our first orphanage there in Usigu, Kenya, opened it up in 2009, and that took us about 3.5 years to build it. The neat thing is God said, let's do it again. So we began building our next orphanage in Honduras, and it took us about 3.5 months to finish phase one because of all the experience that we had learned over that time. And so from that, God said, now I've taught you how to build, but replicate this system. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to build 10 projects around the world, and I want you to do it by the year 2020. And so, my goodness, fast forward, here we are. This is 2020. We're about to break ground on our 8th project in Entebbe, Uganda. And we've got 2 more projects scheduled this year, and this is the year of fruition. We have 7 active projects right now. Those projects include orphanages and Christian schools. We actually have 5 orphanages, 6 schools, and we've built 11 churches along the way also. So it's been a great ride.
Wow. So tell us about, here's what I loved, and you mentioned it. That's incredible. Kenya, Uganda, Honduras, you and I had a conversation off the air that was great about your idea of sustainability. What happens when you go in? Tell us about a typical project.
You know, one of the things that we have learned and noticed over the years is that the quote-unquote Western template of missions, you know, some people choose to go over and create dependency. I don't like dependency. I look at that as a modern form of slavery. I send you money, you have to do it my way. However, if they can be independent, if they can provide their own sustainability, then they have a total idea of freedom. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, says God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it. Now, I just don't believe that God would command us to do something that we were not able to do. And so how do we as humans provide that sustainability? And that brings me to one of my favorite scriptures in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. It says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. That just kind of sends chills up and down my spines because God has all of the answers to all of the problems that we as his children need to be able to create sustainability. We just got to open our eyes and look for what's right in front of us. So here's what we do. We try and help the local people there at the projects that we work with to create ideas of sustainability. I call it the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s of implementing this process. The ABCs has to do with our research with them. The A is, what are their ideas? It is critical that we don't take our ideas and try and impose them upon indigenous people. It's got to be their ideas so that they can own it, because ownership is a key to success in that area. And so we want to sit down with them and brainstorm and come up with as many ideas as we can in order to try and create income-generating activities. The B of that is, what are the available resources and the needs so that we could find something that would be an idea that could work. On the C of the ABCs, it's what leadership team is in place, because it doesn't matter how good of an idea you have. If you don't have someone that can steward the project, then it's probably going to fail. So that's the ABCs on what we do in terms of finding out the information. And then the 1, 2, 3s where our ministry comes in. One is, we identify one idea and we discuss the details of how to implement the idea. In other words, the details being the cost, the labor that it would take to make it happen, how long will it take from the time that you begin the project process until you see some kind of profitability, the sales strategies, and one of the very important things are the unforeseens. What is it that we're not seeing that's going to try and create challenges ahead for us? So that's the first step. And the second step is to create a scalable business plan that we can help them grow as, along with their needs and along with the demands. We want something that can do more if more is needed. And then the third is obviously the implementation period. Now, that's a period of time, and I have a real neat little thing that everybody around me that knows, I say a lot. It's you don't get what you expect. You get what you inspect. So during that implementation period, you have to continually inspect. Find out the things that are not working, the things that are failing, because failure is a platform to success if you identify it and make adjustments. And it's a continual process of making adjustments. You want to find out the good things that are working and see if they could be replaced with great things, because it's the great things that generate the success that is going to help and sustain the project.
Wow. And so starting this project, when you first started with your very first one, what's that been like now? What is that project like now, the beginnings, the first couple you did?
You know, the first project we did, that was one that we created a dependency on, and we had sponsors, and now we're in the process of moving from that dependency to independence. We're doing fish projects over there. We have somewhere around 30 or 40 fish cages in the water of Lake Victoria growing fish, and then they sell those fish, and from that income of selling the fish, they try to help feed their kids there. In Honduras, that's our second project, we're growing coffee. Those coffee plants are going to be producing thousands of pounds of coffee, which will not only be sold locally in Honduras, but eventually exported into the United States and sold over here. And I got news for you. Honduran coffee is amazing. I'm a coffee drinker. In Uganda and in several of our projects, we focus on the primary school. We want to be able to provide a free education for our orphans, and in order to do that, we create a school that's big enough so that we can invite fee-paying students, in other words, children of doctors and lawyers and politicians and such, people that have stable income, they can afford to send their children to a school and pay school fees. And so we offset the cost of our orphans by providing an education with fee-paying students. So that's an income-generating activity that seems to be working very well.
Wow, love that. I love that you gave us that the description, and I'm just thinking of that coffee right now. Incredible. And for you, it has to be so rewarding. What is it? I mean, this is what you do, but to create this, because you had a successful ministry, you have a successful ministry, you don't have to do this. What does it do for you, Reverend?
It all boils down to a calling. It's what I'm called to do. You know, I succeeded in the business atmosphere here in America, and it left me kind of empty. But everything that I do that makes a difference, that will continue to make a difference after I leave this world, that's what fulfillment is all about. And the only way that I believe a person can accomplish that is by accomplishing the plan and the purpose that God created for that unique individual.
Wow, so well said. Perfect place to end this. So, Reverend Greg Haynes, thank you, and congratulations on the success of your projects as you continue to carry this forward, carry the light ministries. If people want to help, where can they go?
They can go to www.ctlight.org. Love to have people partner with us as we build these other three projects this year. There's a place there where you can donate on the donate page for the 2020 vision.
Wow, yeah, and it's great. And, of course, you're on Facebook, too, and you can get a real sense of what they've been able to do. And that's why I'm so glad that you've told us a little bit more about the projects, too, as well. Reverend, thanks so much for joining us on the show, and continued success, and keep spreading the good word.
Thank you so much, Kevin. We'll be right back.
out at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Everybody knows my affection for dogs, especially labs and golden retrievers, so it is a layup to have this woman on the show with us. In our author's corner, she's there right now. Paula Courtright is with us, and she's written a book called The Adventures of Jake, the Labrador Retriever. Jake Finds a Home. Paula, thanks so much for coming on. We had such a fabulous conversation that I want to share with the listeners off the air. And your love for dogs goes beyond bounds because you are a rescuer of dogs, aren't you?
We are. We've been rescuing dogs really off and on since 1991. And, there just seems like in the last 10 years it has just snowballed. But I can't say enough about the people who work in rescue. They're volunteers and they just do an awesome job. And I want to thank you, Kate, for having me on and let me tell my story and talk about Jake and rescue.
Yes, so tell us about Jake, because Jake was a rescue.
He was. We found Jake at the local dumpster when he was a puppy. He was about 5 to 6 months old. And we brought him home, and he actually, the reason I've written, and you'll probably get into this, the reason I wrote the book is because Jake is very afraid of loud noises. And when he was about 6 months old, a thunderstorm scared him so bad that he swam a river. nearby us. And so I was wanting to write that book, but then I decided to go back to the very first. And I know I had made a comment to my husband when we found Jake after 5 days when he went missing, is that I should write a book about it. And his comment was, well, why don't you? And so things just kind of went from there. But I wanted to start at the beginning and tell where we found Jake and how we found Jake, and it just went from there.
Yeah, so tell us about that adventure, what that was like. I mean, right now people are listening and they're saying, wow, swam a river? You couldn't find him for 5 days? Oh, my gosh, afraid of loud noises, and a lot of people can relate to that. Jake was really abandoned.
He really was. When we found him, there was another dog there, and he had looked like a little bite on his nose, on his eyebrow. And so I assumed that the bigger dog had probably been pretty rough with him and had bitten him. He was starting to lose his hair. He was pretty rough looking. He was a little thin looking dog. And of course we brought him home and he started responding immediately to food and love and just being in a good place.
Yeah, and thank goodness being in a good place. So, you know, you decided after this and rescuing Jake and going through what happened with Jake, why did you decide to write a children's book?
Well, we have grandchildren, and I wanted them and other kids their age to know that animals need to be treated kindly and taken care of, that they are not a throwaway object. I have a teacher friend who came up with some questions and answers in the back so that parents or guardians could discuss with the child. And it kind of what she tried to do was to relate Jake's adventure with a child's adventure and different scenarios they would be in. And one of the things that I enjoyed most of all when my children were growing up and with my grandchildren is reading to them and then buying them books or getting them books that they could enjoy once they learned how to read.
Yeah. And you have Jake, and of course Jake is yours, but you mentioned, we talked about rescue, and again, the book is called The Adventures of Jake, the Labrador Retriever, Jake Finds a Home. You can pick it up on Amazon. We're speaking with Paula Courtwright. Paula, you know, we know Jake is with you, et cetera, and you rescue other dogs, and you mentioned it's crazy how many have been abandoned, and cats too. What do you do with them?
When we find them, if a lot of times you can't catch them, they've been so frightened by human interaction that it's hard to catch. But if you can catch them, we try to get them straight, make sure they're healthy, and get in touch with one of the rescues that we have about 5 rescue groups in our area, and they have a multitude of people that they can get in touch with across the nation, and they have vetted people that they can put the right dog with the right person, and so that's kind of how it goes. What we've done the last few years is mostly foster for one of the rescue groups. There's always a need for foster. There's always a need for just anything that a dog might need, that because these people work tirelessly, and that's what we do, is that we get them in touch with somebody who runs a rescue, and then they are able to find a forever home for them.
Wow. What's been the biggest lesson for you in all of this?
That people out there have such a tremendous love for animals. There are also some people out there that are very cruel to them. I mean, that's the reality of it. But it's just animals bring so much to your life. And I know you know that since you have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
They're just
amazing.
They help you so much. They really are.
Yeah, I agree with that. What do you hope people take away from? Because I think your book, by the way, it's great for grandchildren, children, and I love the questions, as you said, in the back. But it also adults can read this, and I can see this being something that a lot of rescue places could use, which are across the country. But what do you hope the big takeaway is for the people who read your book? A lot of what we've been talking about, right?
Right, right. If you get a dog, don't throw it away. Or if you do, you know, try to find another home for it, a good home, or go to a rescue group, or I don't know. It's so important to spay and neuter so that there are not so many unwanted animals out there.
Boy, I so agree with that. And again, the name of the book is called The Adventures of Jake, the Labrador Retriever. Jake Finds a Home. And, you know, I wanted to mention this, too, because I briefly did say it. You know, there's always that thing about, are you a dog lover or a cat lover? I like both of them. And you mentioned cats. I mentioned it in rescuing cats, too, right?
Right, we do. We're feeding feral cats at an old gin, cotton gin. And if we catch some, we find homes for them. We had noticed at one time that the food was going pretty fast, and so we set up a camera just to see what was going on, and we found that we were feeding about 15 cats, a family of 4 raccoons and a possum.
Wow.
And we started feeding the cats there when I realized there were some kittens there, and that the kittens needed the food, well, every bit as much as the adults. Cats can, people think cats that they're on their own and they can survive. But there's such a turnover of cats out there that wild animals, some getting run over by cars. I mean, there's just a multitude of things that can happen to them. And so, in feeding them there at the gin, we're trying to make sure that they don't have to go out and, explore for food and water and stuff.
Wow. Just amazing. Your story's amazing. Keep doing what you do. I think so many people could find valuable lessons in The Adventures of Jake, the Labrador Retriever. Jake Finds a Home. Pick it up on Amazon. Paula, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. And thank you so much for loving dogs and for having us on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paula.
Okay.
All right, I do want to add this to what Paula was having that conversation with me about dogs and cats. What a big heart she has. And I love that she's written this for children because teaching kids this early. I was looking at some statistics, and about each year I read 2.7 million animals are euthanized, 1.2 million dogs, 1.4 million cats. And about 2.7 million shelter animals, this is across the nation, are adopted each year. So think about that. About 649,000 animals who enter shelters as strays are returned to their owners. I got those statistics from the Humane Society. And, boy, if you can make a difference, please make a difference. It's so, so important. And it's so important. Stay neuter is what you need to do. So thanks for listening. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.